Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Palace Station, Las Vegas City Councilwoman Michelle Fiore, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmaker.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
June 25th, 2018, Nevada's veterans were counting on members of Congress like Jackie Rosen to help their brothers and sisters in arms who still suffer from the ravages of Agent Orange. Rosen missed the vote. She didn't show up. Instead of voting to help our veterans, Jackie Rosen posed for a photo op. Call Congresswoman Jackie Rosen and tell her our vets need her support. This time, show up and vote to help our veterans suffering from the ravages of Agent Orange.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Las Vegas City Councilwoman Michelle Fiore. Pleasure to have you back.
It's always fun to be with you, Sam.
Thank you. A huge story for those that have been aware of this situation with the Hammonds father and son being released from prison. Please explain the story and how this pardon came about from the president.
Well, it's Dwight Hammond, who is in his 70s, and his son, Steve, Stephen Hammond, who's 49. And they've been ranchers, three-generation ranchers, up in Oregon. And a lot of folks don't realize that when you do backburns as a rancher, you're clearing out the brush, and sometimes, you know, accidents do happen. It's not like they burnt BLM land on purpose. And they put it out themselves as well. So they did a backburn. It got a little bit about out of hand, and they got it out. Versus no one wants to talk about the BLM's backburns, where the BLM historically has made so many improper brush burns and has burned down many private ranches, barns, have burnt cattle alive because they just couldn't control it. So there's never a consequence when the federal government does something wrong. But the consequence when innocent ranchers do something wrong is really, really criminal in itself, Sam. I have to tell you that.
So, and this was not a huge amount of acreage.
No.
150 acres.
Right. I think, yes. I'll give you 150. I think it was 125. But it wasn't as what the BLM backburns were, where they have literally burned over hundreds of thousands of acres by accident. And then they don't repay the ranchers for their damage. So, unfortunately, we have some elected officials, federally and statewide, that think having mandatory minimums versus letting judges make the rulings, they think that that's a great idea. I personally don't think that's a great idea. And most of my tenure in the state legislature, my legislation was about justice reform and reforming prison sentences and really taking a look and making sure that the punishment fits the crime. Well, with the Hammonds, father and son, The BLM, the state, came after them. The federal government actually came after them. And the judge sentenced them the first time, not to the minimum mandatory, which was 5 years. And he sentenced them for less than that. It was like less than a year and a month or something. And the prosecutors came back after them.
And they'd already served their time.
Yes.
And were out of jail.
Yes. And the prosecutors came back after them with a vengeance. I mean, $400,000 in fines, making them do the minimum mandatory of 5 years.
And this was under a terrorism.
Unfortunately, that's what they were charging them with. They were charging them with an arson terrorist act, okay, which is such an insult to the victims of true terrorism. And it's such an insult to Americans, where you have the federal government prosecuting ranchers as terrorists. That was appalling, to say the least. And unfortunately, when that hit the media, it really riled up other ranchers and other folks from across America again. And then the whole Malheur refuge thing happened. But
now, and I think it's important to point this out, the Hammonds wanted nothing to do with that.
Without a doubt.
They did their level best to say, leave us out of this.
Yes.
And so that was really a Bundy family mm-hmm. instigated event, not the Hammonds, who were trying to keep their profile low.
That's correct. And even I will tell you that the Hammonds, to this day, they had a huge welcome home event where over 300 folks showed up at that event a couple of days after they were home, and they did not show up for their welcome home party. So the Hammonds want to be quiet and peaceful, and when I look at ranchers like that, I'm just grateful that our president pardoned them, because never once did they protest, never once, they took full responsibility of what they did, which did not fit the punishment that the federal judge handed down to them. And I just wish them well, and I'm grateful that our president pardoned them.
Were you surprised at all that President Trump went the route he did with not only this pardon, but other pardons, where he's pretty much avoided the traditional route that presidents take, which is, at the end of a term, to put out certain pardons, but is doing them actively and based on his own thoughts rather than going through parole and probation?
No, I'm not surprised. There were a lot of folks, especially elected officials, that worked diligently on the Hammonds' behalf, Congress members, legislators, state legislators from his state and from other states. Our coalition of Western states is still very active. We have been to Washington a few times. We've met with Raul Labrador and his staff to help Congress push the president and give the president the true synopsis. What I've learned about our president is he likes bottom lines and facts from people that he trusts. So the message came across from his folks that he trusts, and he pardoned the Hammonds, which I'm very grateful for.
If people want to know more about this story, I encourage you to go to rangemagazine.com. Range has really covered this story and, in fact, all of the Bundy exploits over the years, and I would say that's a great place to really understand.
I love that magazine. I have to tell you, I love Range magazine.
C.J. Hadley has been one of my best friends for mm-hmm. pretty close to 40 years.
Great.
Let me ask you about Ryan Bundy and his run for Congress. What is that all about?
Oh.
I'm not Congress. I mean for governorship.
Yes. He's new to politics, and he wants to make a difference in the state. And he thought going this route, he thought he could make a statement. And I actually met with him last week and asked him, what are your plans? What are you going to do? And he says, I'm going to continue running. And, I asked him, basically, what's your platform? And again, he is very much about people's freedoms and the Constitution and the lands.
But now you are a successful politician.
Yes.
You ran for the legislature and were elected. You ran for city council and were elected. You know that it takes money to be involved in politics. Is there any money behind Ryan, or is this... What's the reason for his run? And do you have concerns that it could potentially, if he catches any kind of fire, could take votes away from Adam Laxalt and give the election to Steve Sisolak?
I do have concerns. I have big concerns with that, and we actually chatted about that. And some people are concerned with that, and some people aren't. I am very concerned with that, especially because he does have a big following. The Nye County area that has elected Dennis Hoff as their assemblyman. There's some folks in our party that are not supporting that, which then have in turn had support withdrawn from some people that are running and thrown, you know, at other folks. And so it's concerning to me. And I think Adam is going to have to work hard.
All right, let's take a break. More with Michelle Fiore when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Las Vegas City Councilwoman and former Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore. Now, let's talk about Dennis Hoff.
Okay.
We've had quite a few legislators say that they don't want to caucus with Dennis Hoff. What are your thoughts on that?
I think the legislators that say they don't want to caucus with Dennis Hoff need to put their big girl or big boy panties on and figure it out, because the bottom line is he was elected by his constituents, and if he makes it through the general, he will be the assemblyman. And I think they will do themselves a great disservice if they don't support the people that his constituents support. So, again, I would back Dennis Hoff up on being seated in the caucus and having a voice, since he was voted in by his constituents.
Why do you think that Dennis Hoff has generated so much negative publicity versus Lance Gilman, who, as a Story County Commissioner, but also runs the Mustang Ranch, has not?
Well,
I don't want to say that Lance has been without controversy,
yes,
but not nearly as much as Dennis Hoff has received.
So Dennis is a celebrity in his own right. I mean, he's had an HBO special. A lot of folks don't want to talk about just Dennis Hoff, the businessman, before the brothels, because, you know, he's owned many companies, gas stations, and other things. Now all of a sudden he's a brothel owner, and now it's a problem because he's getting into the political game. Before getting into the political game, most legislators have visited his brothels, have partied with his girls, have taken checks from him.
Okay, now hang on. When you say most legislators have mm-hmm. partied with his girls.
Yes.
Are you prepared to name names?
Well, let me tell you what happens in the state, right? We do tours of the brothels. You know, assembly members, senators, governors. We do tours of the brothels, period. And when we do tours, we meet the girls. We learn how their business operates. I mean, I have done...
I just want to say that that's different than partying with the girls.
Well, so I'll never rat a peer out. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Okay? I'm
Fair
never going to rat a peer out, right? But when we are touring the brothels and we're sitting on a couch like this with the girls and, you know, talking with the girls and learning about the girls. I mean, some of these girls are in medical school. I mean, you would be very surprised on the background of some of these girls and very impressive resumes as well. I'm sure they might not put this stint of their life on the resume, but, you know, and when you have, you know, a legislator who's on the tour with you disappear for a little while and then come back, I don't know where he went. You know, maybe he had an upset stomach and he was stuck in the bathroom for a while, but I'm just going to say, folks that don't want to seat Dennis House, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. And when push comes to shove, I think if they really push that agenda, they might be quite surprised on, you know, other folks understanding, like, how much time they spent in these brothels.
Let me ask you about the ballot questions for Lyon and Nye County to mm-hmm. ban brothels.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that?
So my thoughts are, again, so before this brothel owner ran for office, everything was okay. And now all of a sudden, you have a brothel owner that wants to get involved politically because the things that we do as state electeds affect his business and other businesses. That's the only reason why I got involved with politics was because what the state electeds were doing were hurting my companies. So here's a man that wants to get involved. And congratulations to him. So when I look at people not being okay with that, I question it. And then when I look at the counties that his brothels and other brothels are in, what they're not going to take into account is the economics of it. So the taxes and the licensing fees, we're talking over $500,000. That money goes to those county schools, the roads. So what's going to happen all of a sudden when you take, you know, sometimes the only industry out there in that particular city or county, and you take that out and you take the money away? So where is the state going to replace that money? So number one, who's going to flip the bill if you shut down a legal, legitimate business?
And let me ask you this, just take it a step further. You know, Oscar Goodman and Dick Gamak, when he was Washoe County District Attorney, said mm-hmm. with the right legislation that they would both be in favor of legalized prostitution in Clark and Washoe counties.
Mm-hmm.
Would you favor that under the same circumstances?
So this is what people don't know, Sam. And so if I were to turn around and I would say, you know, as a councilwoman, what would the soundbite be? Oh, my goodness, Councilwoman Michelle Fiore favors prostitution. What the soundbite wouldn't be is Councilwoman Michelle Fiore favors shutting down sex trafficking, because that's what we have in Washoe and Clark. We have a ton of sex trafficking, and I want you to understand this. Just in Clark, we have incarcerated over 33,000 individuals for solicitation. And I want you to also get that 33,000 that they have incarcerated for solicitation comes with disease, comes with no regulations, comes with pimps, comes with stealing from their customers, comes with just a gamut of illegal bad things that happen to our tourists. So the question really is, is would the people, not so much me, but would the people of Clark County support legislation that stops sex trafficking to the degree that we can, that stops tourists from being robbed? And you know that old saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, if you're solicited by a prostitution here illegally that has AIDS, what happens in Vegas now goes home to your wife. So you really have to break that down. And these are some strong words, but I know you don't expect anything less from me, right?
That's why we invite you on the program.
So, but I'll never lie to the public, nor will I ever lie to you. So it's really the public's choice. Does the public want for us to continue prostitution here in Clark County illegally? Because it will continue, period. We're not going to stop it. We're just going to arrest the solicitors. We blood test them. And if we arrest, and if their blood test comes out with AIDS, and if they go back out and we arrest them again, then it's a felony, because now they are knowingly basically giving someone a death sentence of such a disease that you'll never get rid of. So are we going to continue the route we're in, where we have illegal prostitution happening in Clark and Washoe? Or are we going to rein it in and regulate it? And that's going to be a question for the voters. That's not something that I would go forth with unless the voters of my districts had said to me, Michelle, you know, fix the problem.
All right, let's take a break. More with Michelle Fiore when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Las Vegas City Councilwoman Michelle Fiore. So you recently wrote an editorial in the Las Vegas Review-Journal that tried to broker peace. Explain briefly, if you will, what that was about and why you did it.
Well, right now on the council, we have at least 8 lawsuits pending, suing the city, and rightfully so. I mean, we have a developer who has the right to develop, and the city council has denied him that right. So there are peaceful solutions, and what's happening right now is we have a council member creating ordinances that make the punishment of a developer really insane, and we've talked about that in the last council meeting. So that's the issue that we have right now, is we have an ordinance that we're fighting that a council member wants to put developers in jail 6 months per day. So let's say if the developer is out of compliance, if the golf course is dead for 15 days, times 6 months per day is 2,700 days, which is 8 years in jail for a developer, with $1,000 a day, $15,000 8 years. I mean, it's quite ridiculous. So this is basically trying to broker peace with developers and the city and the residents, because we have an unsettled issue on one golf course, and I have my own golf course issues, that we can look at as a city. We have a lot of land available to us that we can broker a deal with BLM and maybe just do a land swap and maybe make Badlands a golf course and maybe build somewhere else. But we have to come to a conclusion on that.
And are people surprised, briefly, that you're acting as the peacemaker here?
You know, I think it's coming with my reputation. I mean, the New York Times once, and in the magazine I gave you, you'll read that, called me the peacemaker of the Oregon standoff. I think people, as they get to really know who I am and what I'm about, I want everyone to be happy, and I want everyone to be successful.
And that's where we have to leave it. Michelle Fiore, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye catches its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Our thanks to the staff and management of Palace Station for allowing us to tape our Las Vegas programs right here. As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next broadcast.